Welcome to Breaking Free Authentically, the podcast where we explore what redefining relationships looks like through a sex-positive lens. Let's kick shame and guilt to the curb and really start living a sexy, authentic life. I'm passionate about normalizing out-of-the-box ways of designing relationships. There's nothing quite like finding your tribe and experiencing the freedom of being completely yourself without judgment. I'm your host, Corinne Bedard, your sex-positive relationship designer, and I'm here to guide you in creating the relationship you desire, whether that is a more open one or simply a more empowered one. Join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to enjoy the newest episode. Well, welcome back to Breaking Free Authentically. This week is episode 77, and I'm so excited to have Charlotte Harris back with us. She was in episode 28, and Charlotte Harris is a sugar addiction expert. She helps people to break free from the toxic cycle of shame and dieting through coaching and hypnosis. Her team draws on a wealth of knowledge, research, and experience to deliver quality to their clients. They love to see the incredible transformations, not only in their clients' bodies, but in their minds. Freedom from sugar addiction not only helps you return back to being a natural eater effortlessly, but it provides you with a mindset upgrade. And you know that that is what I am all about, is a mindset upgrade so that you can truly live authentically. So Charlotte is the methodology behind my 8-week program, Breaking Free from Conformity, Embracing Your True Desires. She is my partner and colleague, and together we have created a life-changing program that completely transforms your beliefs and confidence from the inside out. We use a variety of science-based techniques like constant-based repetition, hypnotherapy, NLP, coaching, and evidence research neuroscience. Have you heard of neuroplasticity of the brain? Well, we have. And what we know is that your brain can be rewired and you can change the way you think and behave, and it doesn't have to be hard. In our program, we bring awareness to what you've been taught to believe your whole life and use teaching and hypnotherapy and other effective methods to make lasting shifts at the subconscious level where 95% of your behaviors and decisions come from. Your conscious brain is only responsible for 5% of your decisions and reactions. Imagine the untapped power you have within you that you can use to your benefit. We teach you to rediscover who you really are and want to be, and then set you free to be your most authentic self, to live an empowered life, and design the relationships and lifestyle of your dreams. You get to make decisions that are deeply fulfilling without shame and guilt. How would it feel to be free to have a sexually fulfilling life without fear of judgment or rejection? Well, this is what we do, and we want ultimate freedom for you. In this podcast, in this conversation, we discuss this program and her program, Freedom from Sugar Addiction. And we really kind of break down the shame cycle and how conformity affects us. Why do we conform? Why do we feel the need to follow the crowd? So this is just an incredible conversation, and I hope you get so much out of it. At the end of the day, we want to work with you. We want to set you free. And so I hope you enjoy this. I would love your feedback. Let me know what you think, and if any of this is interesting to you, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Book a call. My link is in the show notes, and you can find me at corinnebedard.com. You can find me on Facebook. There are many ways you can find me, but all the links are in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy this conversation. We will see you soon when we get back. please visit our website at www.breakingfreeauthentically.com and subscribe to our mailing list so you never miss an episode. Be sure to leave a review on Podchaser by clicking the link at the top of the page. That would mean the world to me. Finally, I'd love for you to join Breaking Free Authentically, our private sex-positive relationship community on Facebook. All the links will be posted in the show notes. Enjoy the show. Do you feel like you've been sold a fairy tale when it comes to sex and love? Why isn't it working? Why am I not fulfilled or satisfied? Why do I have a deep longing for more? Maybe you've had some of these thoughts. Did you know it's not your fault? That's right. You've been brainwashed since childhood with disempowering beliefs about sex and relationships. This is known as the mono mindset. If you're tired of feeling stuck, you're ready for Breaking Free from Conformity, the 8-week program where you will learn how the mono mindset has set you up for failure in relationships, why you think of sex as wrong or taboo, why you judge yourself. You will finally learn how to have empowered relationships with confidence and success. Many of my clients have said, "Corinne, I didn't know I had choices. I thought I needed a partner to feel complete. I thought I was supposed to suppress my desires to have a successful relationship." Well, what if you could learn to love yourself and your desires without guilt? Well, you can. With Breaking Free from Conformity, the 8-week program, shifting the subconscious programming that is keeping you stuck. It's not your fault. You weren't given a choice. It's time to break free and start living your life. To register, go to offers.corinnebedard.com/BFFC for Breaking Free from Conformity. I can't wait for you to find ultimate freedom and create an empowered relationship for yourself. Well, welcome back to Breaking Free Authentically. We are on episode 77, and I have the lovely Charlotte Harris back with us today. Charlotte, hello. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
It has been a little while since we've chatted, but you were here, I think, episode 28?
Yeah, that's right.
We talked about breaking free from society, and that was when our brand new program came out, our 8-week program, Breaking Free from, at the time it was called Breaking Free from Monogamy, but now it's called Breaking Free from Conformity, Embracing Your True Desires. And I think that is a better representation about what we do in this program. And so today I'd like us to talk about conformity and the role of conformity and how it keeps us sort of in these often negative behavioral cycles, you know, like addiction cycles and shame cycles, and just keeps us doing things that are destructive to us in a lot of ways and we don't even realize it. Conformity is sort of almost a silent evil, but it's promoted as a healthy thing. Hey, that sounds a lot like sugar.
It does. And when we think of behavioral cycles, just like you said, with conformity, it's almost everything's hidden in plain sight. Mm. So we all know about it. We all know that certain behaviors or addictions, or like you said, sugar or those feelings of shame, they're all there, but we rarely actually uncover them and talk about them and actually explore them, because it's so much part of our world and what we do, and it's everyone else is doing it, aren't they? Everyone else is staying in those relationships, those monogamous relationships that might not be right for them. Right. They're dieting to lose weight, but it's not the right approach for them. It hasn't worked long term. And like you said, they're experiencing shame and certain behavior patterns that are continuously just going round and round in that cycle. Mm-hmm. Because we're never actually taking that time to reflect on it, explore, and really understand the root causes of them.
Yeah. Before we get too far into it, I would love for you to tell people who you are and what you do, because they may not have heard the episode, last episode you were on. And so I think it's relevant to what we do. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Thank you. So my name is Charlotte Harris, and I am a number of things, actually. So my main vocation is working for the NHS in the UK as a health and wellbeing lead. So I specialise in all elements of health and wellbeing. So physical health, mental health, emotional health and financial wellbeing elements. I also am a clinical hypnotherapist, and I specialise in sugar addiction. It's something that I experienced myself, and for the last 8 years, nearly 9 years, I've been coaching people and taking clients through a programme to actually change their relationship with food. Mm. I'm a yoga teacher, and I'm classed as a physical health specialist. So I've got lots of experience and credentials in the health and wellbeing industry. And I love it. I love being able to support people in feeling empowered to take control of their physical and mental health, and actually being able to realize that they have the opportunity to change. And I think that's something that together you and me have worked on, all of the things that we've worked on together. But it's actually understanding that people have the opportunity to create their life, to create their own world. They don't need to conform to the behaviors, the thoughts, the cultures that they've been told are correct, are right, or the way that we do things. Actually, the brain can be reprogrammed. So there's a concept called neuroplasticity. We might not get deep into that today, but it's just the concept of that. Actually, the brain is malleable. You're actually able to change how you think, how you behave, how you respond when triggered. And that provides people with that theory and evidence. Research shows us that people can actually change the way that they think, feel, and do things. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just incredible. And that's what drives everything that I do. It drives every piece of work that we do together as well, is actually allowing people to see they have a choice, and they can choose freedom.
I love that. And I think that's what drew us together, is we both have this like desire to help people recognize that they have choice. And I think that even like the diet industry takes away choice as well, right? And it's like, you have to do this, or you're doing it wrong if you're not doing this, or you can't eat this, or you can't eat that. And so everything is like, you just step out of one box into another box and into another box when that doesn't work. And I think you were able to recognize that I literally want people to step out of the box and create the environment, the relationship, the design that they want. And you were like, I do that with food. Like, I help people recognize that you can choose what it is that you want, what your body wants, and sort of create your menu, if you will, your day-to-day menu based on what your body feels good with, what you understand your own self to desire and want and appreciate, and what feels good for you. And I think that so much of society takes away like our own knowing about things. We have to just trust other people. And what we're saying is, no, let's get back to ourselves. Let's get back to you. Like, what do you want? Who are you? What do you desire? What do you like the taste of? What feels good in your body? Like, listen to your freaking body, because your body tells you so many things. But we've been taught since childhood to ignore our bodies, like legitimately ignore that yucky feeling in your stomach when your mom says, go hug Uncle Jim, you know? And you are like, no, he's creepy. I don't want to hug him. But you have to, because it's not polite if you don't, right? Like, little things like that where we're not allowed as children to listen to our body, to our instincts, to what we want to do. And so you and I, well, you've come up with a system. I had come up with like so many reasons and research as to how that affects us in our relationships and how the model of what we've been taught about relationships and marriage and sexuality in our culture, how that negatively impacts us and we don't even realize it. And you do the same thing with sugar and food. And so you were like, wait a second, Corinne, I think this method that I have, and I asked you the name of it earlier, but it's like, it's constant spaced repetition. Yeah, is absolutely one of the methods that we use in my program. And so for those of you who don't know, before I give Charlotte a chance to speak, because I'm just like up on my soapbox right now, she's just nodding and smiling and letting me talk. But Charlotte is sort of the designer of the methodology behind my 8-week program. She's the psychology part of the method and why it works so well, because she has a tried and tested method that she's used in her program. And so we adapted it to create a program for myself. And so she is the hypnotherapist in the program that that we have. So anyways, let's just talk a little bit about kind of our work together in this program and why it's so effective. And then we'll talk about some of the behavioral things that it can really affect, because it really, it's hard to define what the one thing that this course does, because it does so much, right?
Absolutely. And you're right, that framework that's been developed is over years and years, more than 8-9 years that I've been running my programs. It's years before that I was researching to understand. And like you said, the psychology behind behavior is actually quite simple when we actually look at it. And like you said, that what we find with people is the programming that they have had from their childhood, from everything around them. So everything they've seen, everything they've been told, everything they've watched, they've listened to, that they've read, all creates a particular belief system, paradigm, whatever you'd like to call it, mindset. And people actually, because those messages of you're not good enough, or sugar is a treat, or a marriage is the only option for you, all of these, or monogamy, all of these messages have been repeated over and over again, like you said, through that constant space repetition, through all of the authorities that we think of as being experts, through all of the media, everything like that, everything that we know has told us certain messages over and over again through constant space repetition, that they've actually become cemented in the subconscious mind as our beliefs. And you'll actually hear people say that this is just who I am. Mm-hmm. That's just what I believe. That's what I think. And it's actually not. So when people actually begin to reflect, they recognize that that programming, that brainwashing is not actually theirs. They've been told to behave in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And something that we promote is actually reflecting on that. And do you want to behave this way? Do you want to feel this way? Do you want this sort of life, relationship, health, whatever it might be, is actually recognizing that you have that choice, and that if you've been programmed one way, that you can actually like reprogram your mind and unlearn those thoughts and behaviors, and the patterns, the cycles, like we talked about earlier, the shame cycle, addiction cycles, relationship cycles. I'm sure everyone can think of examples of when they tried to diet and it's not worked, and then they've put on lots of weight again because, and they blame themselves. Whereas actually something that we teach, don't we, is actually it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's that programming is the problem. And that's what we see in all aspects of mental health. So if you're looking at somebody and you're reviewing how they are, their wellness, we'd be reviewing what they're eating, how they're sleeping. But also, like you said, Corinne, is those relationships. And that's where we saw that really deep connection between what we both do, is that we're both working with people, with our clients, to help them to be able to explore and really understand their thoughts and feelings, behavior patterns, to recognize what's not working for them. And then, as you said, acknowledge that they can actually change that. They have the power to change that using the models that we do.
And it's so crazy effective. Like, it's like, I can't express enough how effective, like, everybody who's taken my program, and I obviously people have taken your program too, it's the same, right? But like, I had a couples cohort just a little while ago, and the wife, like, it was like they were actually going to maybe go to couples counseling, or they found this program, they found me, and were like, well, okay. And I said this was the thing that they should do, and they were like, okay, well, maybe, I guess we'll trust you, you sound pretty convincing, or you sound like you know, you're pretty sure that this will be the thing. And I was like, I really do think this is like the foundation piece for anybody, right? Like, everybody needs to start here, because we don't know what we don't know. Like, you don't know what you've been programmed with. You have no idea what it is at the subconscious level that's holding you back. And so by the end of the 8 weeks, you know, they're sitting taller, they're holding hands, they're sitting together, smiling. And I was like, so reflecting back on this 8 weeks, like, what? She goes, we were just talking about, she goes, I don't know what you did, but it's nothing short of like voodoo magic.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know what it is. And I said, well, I said, isn't it interesting that we never once talked about the relationship issues? She's like, that's true. Like, we didn't go and dissect the problems in the relationship or the problems at all. It was literally, what's the root? Like, where does the belief come from to begin with that makes you think that someone's reaction means this, or that your inability to stand up for yourself was taught to you somewhere along the way, right? Like, that you should have shame about your desires and your emotions and your thoughts. That was programmed into you, and you don't even know it. You don't know where it comes from. You have not even thought about that, because we're just told that the model should work. Yeah. Like, marriage forever, that's the model.
Yeah, we're prescribed a certain way of living, aren't we? That's exactly what culture does.
Yeah.
It prescribes us that relationship, that way of eating. So you can still eat sugar, but it has to be in a really limited amount, which makes it so much more desirable, doesn't it? And as soon as we forbid something, it becomes the only thing we focus on. Same as with the relationships, is that marriage is the only way. That's it. Monogamous relationship, that's it. But it's not true. And like you said, is that the program, the Freedom from Sugar Addiction program, the 8-week program, goes through that process of where you're learning, you're gaining that awareness. Like you said, you're just not aware of these things. Then we unlearn those beliefs, and it's almost naturally, and every individual goes through their own journey, and they relearn then how to listen to their body, how to actually listen to it and do the things and make the choices that feel best, that make them feel well. So with food, we help people actually dissolve that desire and actually be able to recognize what feels good in the body and actually taste things for the very first time. And it's just the same. And that's why we came together to then develop the Breaking Free from Conformity program, was actually around those relationships, because it's exactly the same method where we learn about where we've had these relationship beliefs. We unlearn those unhelpful, negative behaviors, thought patterns, and belief systems, all of those things, to then relearn actually, who are we? What do we want? And it's just brilliant that we've been able to be able to replicate that model, that using that constant space repetition, using the subconscious mind through hypnotherapy, and using that learn, unlearn, and relearn model to be able to allow people to transform. Like you said, in relationships, people are able to completely change their life. And the same with the breaking free from with freedom from sugar addiction, is that completely able to change their body, change their mindset and relationship with food, feel in control. And then also what we've found with our clients, haven't we, soon as they've recognized that they have the power and that they can actually question the authorities, they can question what they've been prescribed to eat, to do, to think, to dress like, even, or religion, what's correct. Once they've been able and given that power to question it, they then start doing it with every area of their life.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful domino effect, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I find, like, even in my program, I'm not teaching about sugar, right? But, like, you see them, like, sometimes I'll refer to certain examples. I'm like, we, you know, we've been told that sugar is this bad thing and whatever. And like, how do you actually feel after you eat it? Well, we deny ourselves. Like you were saying, sorry, I'm talking in circles here. It's not really making sense, but I'm so excited right now because it is so transformational. Like you said something about when something is forbidden, we want it. So, okay. You tell a spouse, you can't watch porn. How many religious households, and I'm talking like particularly evangelical Christian households, which would not consider themselves religious. So I'm speaking to you, if you're in that camp, and you have struggled with like porn addiction, for instance, addiction comes from when you are told that something is forbidden. When something is forbidden, don't push the red button.
That's it.
What do you want to do?
That's all we want to do.
We want to push the red. Why? What's it going to do? What's going to happen if I push the red button? We are naturally curious and inquisitive. Like that is literally our makeup. And somehow we have tried to go against that in our culture. Like this is how we program people, is we like, because we're naturally curious, if we forbid something and make it off limits, then we have to fear monger. We have to create fear and shame around something so that people don't do the thing that they're curious about. That's just human, the human condition, right?
Nature.
Human nature. That's exactly it. We want to do things that, we want to find out new things. And when we're told not to do something, like that is when all of a sudden we light up inside. We're like, oh, don't do that. Why not? And I just think back on like, let's look at addiction for a second, right? Because like porn addiction, sex addiction, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, like, what is the one sugar addiction? Hello. What is the one constant thing that we are told about those things?
The main thing we're told is it's our fault. There's something wrong with us. That's why we're doing it. And it's our problem to solve. That's what we find in psychiatric hospitals, is that our addicts are told, this is you. This is your problem. And that you have to be strong enough and use willpower and push through it. We've never actually taken the time to uncover the root cause of the behavior, which means one of two things: you'll likely just keep repeating the same addiction cycle, or you will live a life of deprivation, which is miserable, where constantly all you want to do is press that red button. You want that dopamine fix. You want that reward. Yeah. But actually, you know that you can't. So you're just going to live in a place of complete scarcity and deprivation. Because it's really interesting what you said about instincts is like with the porn addiction. I've worked with a number of clients on alcohol as well as sugar, obviously specialising in sugar, but alcohol, cocaine, as you said, porn, digital addiction. There's so many nowadays. Mm-hmm. Smoking. And they're all based on the addiction cycle. So there's an emotional trigger. So sometimes this might be an instinctual trigger. So with porn, it might be a natural instinct, a need. Mm-hmm. And then we have the craving. We know that we've had that dopamine fix of whatever the source is before. So in that case, it would be porn. You have the case of using it. Then you go into, once you've used it immediately, then your dopamine levels crash. You then feel even worse than you did before, same with the sugar, and you feel that guilt and shame almost washes over you immediately. And that guilt and shame, guess what that does? It causes another emotional trigger. Mm-hmm. So what do? You go back round and do it again and use the same source. So whether that's porn, sugar, alcohol, drugs, whatever it might be. And again, once you've used it again, you go back deeper into shame and so on and so on. And so it's really important to understand that when society is telling you this is your fault, you're the person who's got to fix it. If you don't conform and you don't do it the way that we've told you and prescribed, then it's your problem. Mm-hmm. You're on your own. Mm-hmm. And that's why people don't talk about this. That's why we're talking about it today. They don't talk about these behavior cycles that are hidden in plain sight, that we all know and many of us experience. We all know are there, but we'd never actually get to the underlying problems until you take this time, as we've said, through these programs to really explore the subconscious beliefs that are at the core of those behavior patterns.
Would you say that the original thing, like there's this one thought pattern that starts it all? So it's like, don't push the red button. Let's say the red button is sugar, porn, sex before marriage, sex outside of marriage, you know, thoughts about someone else, attractions to others, drinking, drugs, alcohol, all of that. What is the one word you would say that starts the whole thing? Like this red button is off limits because it is wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
So, like the thing that starts it is what we've said is that programming by society. And something like we said, we want people to be able to do is recognize that programming is not theirs.
Yeah.
And it's also not benefiting them.
Yeah.
One of the things that we ask, don't we, is actually, who does it benefit? So when you're eating sugar and getting overweight and unhappy and upset and you've got hormonal imbalances, when you're stuck in a loveless marriage, a monogamy is not working for you, and so on, who is it benefiting? That's the question to ask. Who does it benefit when you do these things? Does it benefit you? No, it's clearly not. It's giving you those outcomes you don't want.
Right.
But it's wrong to
do anything else, Charlotte. It's wrong to divorce. It's wrong because it's a failure. You've failed. It's wrong to, you know, have fantasies about other people, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm getting at is like all these things, the reason that we feel like we have to conform is because these things are off limits because they've been made wrong. Mm-hmm. They've been made to be the cause of all the things that go wrong. Alcohol doesn't have to be a bad thing. Like, those who struggle with alcohol addiction have often been told that it's wrong. It's going to ruin your life. It's so shameful. It'll make you angry. It'll make you this and that. Da, da, da. They've often experienced that in their lives, right? They've seen a parent or a loved one succumb to alcohol controlling them. And so they're like, oh, well, alcohol is bad. I shouldn't do that. I don't. Well, the more something is off limits, the more we want to do it. We've talked about, right? Like we want to see what it's like. And someone who is neurodivergent, we've talked about this before, someone with ADHD is one of them. But like neurodivergent people often don't produce enough dopamine on their own. And so we're looking for hits of that somewhere. And when you're told something is wrong, or it makes something a little bit more exciting often, right? And so you want to do this thing and you don't quite have the willpower to not do it. So you're going to do it and it's kind of being rebellious. And we're taught that this is a little bit more exciting to do something that is quote unquote wrong. And so then we do this thing and then we feel bad about it because we get this hit, but it's not as satisfying and we can't tell anyone because we did the wrong thing. We can't tell anyone. So then it becomes secret. And then it's this thing we have to hide. We can't admit that we watched porn. We can't admit that we had this fantasy about this gorgeous neighbor that we have, or your wife's best friend, you know, or your husband's best friend, let's be honest, right? It's like, I really like him. He's super hot or whatever. But if you can't talk about that and you have to hide it, that becomes more and more shameful. And then now you're obsessing about it in secret, or you want that next drink because you felt really good. Or maybe you didn't feel all the difficult emotions that you were struggling with. This wrong thing became a little bit more exciting. And now you're like, oh, I shouldn't do that. I really shouldn't, because it's wrong to do that. But it was kind of fun and I want to be a little bit of a rebel. And so I'm going to do this thing. Then again, you can't talk about it. And then you feel bad. And then the guilt makes you need more dopamine. And so what do? Go do the thing that gives you dopamine, which is often the wrong thing, or quote unquote. And what we're saying is that it's only wrong if you believe that it's wrong, if you've been programmed to think that it's wrong.
Well, if it's not giving you the results that you want, then yeah, you don't want that, do you? And that's the time then to access support to change your behavior patterns. Because there's a couple of things that you said there that are really key is anything that's forbidden. Mm-hmm. If you say something's forbidden, so do not touch this red button, I'll go out the room, don't look at that red button, don't think about it. All you want to do, everything, press it just to see what happens because of that curiosity. And like you said, is that dopamine actually acts on areas of the brain to give feelings of like satisfaction, of pleasure, of even motivation. And so that's where, like you said, that secrecy comes in, and that secrecy is dangerous. We see that in binge eating. We see that with eating disorders. We see that with, like you said, those relationships even, or thoughts and desires. It creates a massive amount of shame in the individual. And that is really damaging, not just damaging just in the moment, but for years to come. Because if you cannot share, or it's not thought as being socially acceptable of behaving in certain ways. So for me, for example, you were talking about not drinking. I don't drink alcohol, and I haven't done in the last 8.5 years. And in reality, when I go to events, that's not really socially acceptable. So I do not tell people unless they ask me or it becomes apparent. And you're actually seen as being an outsider. Yep. Now, the reason this is really important is people who particularly who are neurodivergent, so maybe have traits of ADHD and so on, they just the same as everybody have that instinctual need to be in part of a tribe, to be in a community, because instinctively that's how we used to survive in groups.
Exactly. You
know, much stronger.
Yeah.
And that's where the idea from conformity comes from, is that you follow our set of rules, our agendas, and we'll keep you safe. You can stay in the group, you can be part of us. But if you're outside of that and have certain, like you said, behavior patterns that are outside of that. So like I said, not drinking, not eating sugar, for example, being non-monogamous, all of those things are not socially acceptable and almost strange, weird. When we think of, like, we've talked about with different ways of having relationships, might be accused of being a certain way and not trusted almost. Even though those behavior patterns are healthier, make you happier, and it's authentic to you. And so the connection with that ADHD is people don't have that same amount of naturally producing. It's not as effective to have that dopamine. So they go to then access misadventure so that they get that dopamine hit or that sugar, that alcohol and so on, to be able to get that hit because they feel excluded from the tribe. And like you said, that conformity then creates that really dark place of loneliness and not feeling like you fit in, which is really interesting because, again, like we've talked about, is that addiction cycle starts again. If you've got that emotional trigger because you don't feel like you fit in, you then have that craving for the drug of your choice, whatever that might be, bad relationship or sugar, alcohol, whatever. And then you use it, the shame comes on and so on and so on. And that's the problem. That's what we're exposing almost, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Thank you for reiterating that because I think that's really important. When it comes to relationships, so I talk all about authenticity all the time. And there's a reason that I talk about authenticity is because I think we have a deep desire to be ourselves. But like you said, when our desires don't fall in line with the society or the tribe, we feel outside. And we all want to belong. We have this innate desire to belong. And so you'll see kids that are like, kids will go one of two ways. They'll either totally conform and be the best, most behaved child when they learn that they're accepted for being well-behaved, or they're going to be the most rebellious child if they're not accepted for who they are, because they'll get attention of in some way. And the more, I'm going to say often the more neurodivergent they are, if they get a bigger dopamine hit from rebelling and getting in trouble and being noticed for something that's really off, then they will do that more because the hit is more intense. And then it causes that shame cycle. And then they can't stop misbehaving because they don't see a benefit to behaving. It's like they have such a hard time conforming that they, it's goes so against their nature. It goes so against, and they're listening to themselves to an extent, but only to the extent that they feel the shame and guilt for being themselves. And so then they're looped into this shame cycle. Whereas what we teach is like, who are you? What don't you want to conform to? What doesn't work for you? And then there's nothing wrong with being different. There's nothing wrong with wanting something different. There's nothing wrong with your thoughts. There's nothing wrong with your desires. Do they benefit you? Are they helpful? Are they feeding you? Are they doing something good for you in the end? Then why do we need to shame that behavior? And so I take it further in my work is breaking down the societal views about relationships and sexuality. And we have so much slut shaming in our culture. And if you look like hundreds and thousands of years ago, sexuality was just a part of the culture. Like the older would teach the younger. There was orgies all the time, and that was acceptable. That was a normal part of life. Pleasure was part of well-being. It just was a part of it. And when you didn't experience pleasure, a piece of you is missing. Like there is a connection to your intuition and pleasure. But we, as a society, have been programmed out of connecting our pleasure with our intuition. If we allow people to experience pleasure they can be at their best. And if people are at their best, they can think. They can be autonomous. They can make decisions for themselves, and they can't conform and be controlled by the masses or the media or the authorities, right? And so religion, what easier way to control people than to make the one thing that we all desire the most, pleasure, make that off limits, make that wrong and sinful. Let's create a shame cycle around something that is natural and beautiful. Let's create a shame cycle around it so that we can control people. And so we don't even realize that this is where a lot of our ideas about relationships and marriage, you know, and failure and all that come from. Sex outside of marriage is wrong. But like, even in the Bible, the most holy, righteous king, King Solomon, had 300 wives and 700 concubines.
Lucky man.
Somehow, we don't talk about this as like something that is even remotely okay in our culture, let alone in religion. And this is the Bible that we're teaching everything else from. Like, why do we ignore that? Oh, well, it's a new law. Well, if it's a new covenant, if it's a new law and we're under a new law, then why are we still judging gays? The gay agenda. You know, like, why are we judging someone's sexuality? Because that's in the old covenant. These are just some of the things that I cover in this program. And it's like, you don't even realize what's affecting you. You don't realize why. When you get into the lifestyle and you go to the club and you have a great time, or you get together with people and you have a party and you go and you have, perhaps you have sex with another couple, or you have sex outside of your marriage and you have such a great time. And then you go home and you feel so much shame and guilt about that. There's a reason for that. And that's what I do. That's why I do what I do, because I want you to be able to decide if that's right for you and why. It's good for you. If it's not good for you, don't do it. But by the end of my program, you know why you want to do it. You know if it's good for you, and you understand that you don't have to conform and that you don't need willpower to be a good person, that you just get to listen to your body and create and design a life and a relationship that meets your needs. And you can find your new tribe of people that have the same kinds of beliefs and desires as you do. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, like, you don't feel shame for not drinking and not eating sugar, because you know that that is good for you and that your body is healthy and does well that way. You're not missing out because you haven't told yourself you're missing out.
Absolutely. And that's what we do, don't we, with the Freedom from Sugar Addiction program, that 8-week program, that Breaking Free from Conformity 8-week program, is actually becoming aware of what your body is telling you. And like we said, learning about actually where these beliefs came from, unlearning the unhelpful beliefs. And we don't actually prescribe any way to think. We don't prescribe a diet. We don't just prescribe what your relationship should be. There's no should. It all comes from you, because the answers are within you. You know best. And so, like you said, is that you don't have to conform. It's that what our programs do is offer people that opportunity to question, what are they conforming to? Why are they conforming? That's the big takeaway today, isn't it? Yeah. It's look at your behavior patterns. Is it providing you with the outcomes that you want? If not, then have the listen and think about those two questions. What are you conforming to and why? Who does it benefit? And it's a massive thing. You were talking earlier, weren't you, about being well-behaved as children and the school system. And I'm not going to get started on what I think to the school system, because I think we'd need a whole new episode for that.
Well, that's why Misha thinks that everybody should – even kids should take my program because in your program for that matter, right? Because what they're taught in school, like they're taught to be little robots.
They are. And it's also the reason it's quite interesting. So for someone with the qualifications and accolades that I have, I didn't go to school for 3 years during high school, my own choice. And I told them, don't worry, I'll get the top grades. And I did. I absolutely wiped the floor with every teacher who told me, you'll come to nothing, you'll achieve nothing, whatever else. But yeah, I didn't go to school for 3 years because I recognized straight away from around 12 years old, it was absolutely pointless. I recognized the pointless system. And I've been able to prove that by having such high academic achievements easily, and I mean easily, and I have been able to prove to myself and to my own children that you can get absolutely, you can get the highest grade. It means nothing. It means nothing. And what they're actually doing is, like we've said, is getting you to conform to a certain way of behavior so that they can make you feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. So that they can you'll be triggered a certain way, and so you'll buy products, because it's really all of this is about is you're being trained to behave in a certain way to buy products you don't need if you hadn't been trained to conform to the agendas that actually only benefit the very few. And it's a very simple way of doing it, because like you said, is that if someone wants to choose not to eat sugar, they want to choose not to drink alcohol, they want to choose to have an open relationship, they want to choose, or any of those alternative, that's what we call them, alternative ways of living. We're not consuming all of the rubbish that people consume because we're not unhappy, because we're actually listening to our bodies, we're feeling fulfilled, we're healthy. We are no longer consumers, and that does not benefit the very few. And so it's a really interesting topic that everyone, like I said, I believe all children should be taught in a very different way. But to listen to their bodies, to go back to those instincts, to back to our natural ways of living, naturally eating, natural relationships, natural ways of being in a community. And like you said, that actually pleasure and sexual well-being is part of that, whereas society, that's something we don't talk about, that's private.
Yeah,
you don't expose that. Same as with eating, you don't expose someone having a binge eating disorder that's makes them nearly suicidal. People don't talk about that, do we? Because it's not socially acceptable. It's not something, it's hard and it's difficult. And we don't want to actually go into that, do we? People don't want to talk about that because it's hard and difficult. And so they just want you to conform to the ways, the behavior patterns they want you to, so that you behave in a certain way. And I know this, I studied economics. They want you to behave in a certain way, that predicted behavior cycle, so that you buy more. And it's really quite, like I said at the beginning, it's quite simple that once we're able to uncover those subconscious beliefs on that subconscious level, we're actually able then to reprogram, to become aware of the choices that are available to us, and to then make our decisions free from that prescribed agenda, that prescribed way of being.
And I love that you mentioned it's about our own choices, right? And I think that's why I changed the name of the program, because I have a quiz called Breaking Free, or no, Is Monogamy Right for Me? And I think that it's a great question, because are you just monogamous because you've been told that it's the best way, or are you monogamous because you want to be? And that's perfectly okay. And so I was like, once you discover that maybe you have other ways of thinking, then it's worth taking a look and seeing if monogamy is for you. And so I was like, Breaking Free from Monogamy would be a fun name for the course, because if you don't conform to all the things in monogamy like you've been told, then maybe you want to break free from monogamy. But I in no way want to say that monogamy is not a good choice for you. And so I changed that name because I didn't feel like it was accurate, because I am 100% for monogamy. You're monogamous, right? And, but you're consciously monogamous, right? And you've consciously chosen that. You're not like, oh, if I'm not monogamous, it's wrong. No, you're like, I choose that, which means I don't have certain expectations of monogamy that everybody else has. I know monogamy is not going to be everything. It's not, that's not where I'm going to find my fulfillment. I'm not just going to find my fulfillment in one person and this and that. And you've come to a relationship as a whole person, and your partner is also a whole person, which means that you can consciously decide what your relationship looks like. And so it might just be that this program might just help you realize that monogamy is the right choice for you, but how to do monogamy for you in your own way, consciously, rather than just, you know, this fairy tale model that we have that actually doesn't pan out, where you're giving up who you're supposed to be. And one of the examples I use all the time is like, look at the fairy tale princesses, right? Like, look at Ariel. Ariel gave up her ability to be in the water, gave up her tail, and got legs to be able to marry this prince that she didn't even know, because that was the better choice. Because love will fix everything. Love is enough. You know, these messages that we have that you have to be partnered in order to be whole. Like, she wasn't complete. She had to give up everything that she knew in order to be with this prince, right? So these are the things that we're programmed with so innocently. I love that movie. I love that movie, The Little Mermaid, right? I love all the songs. I sing it all, right? But there is a very disturbing message in there that we have to be careful. And what does Ursula do? The evil witch, she uses that desire to be married and to have a prince and to belong to someone. She uses that to control Ariel, right? And so it's just so subtle, but this is what we're taught in our culture, that this is the standard, that as a woman, you're, and it's changing luckily, but as a woman, you're nothing unless you're married, unless you're partnered, unless you're a mom, all these things. And that might be wonderful for you. I chose a lot of that, and I'm really glad I did. However, I also bought into a lot of the expectations that I thought marriage would provide for me that it didn't provide. It didn't bring me the joy that I was taught it would. And I worked really hard at my marriage, right? So I just think that I just wanted to mention that it's breaking free from conformity, because you get to consciously design what it is that you want. I'm never going to say that monogamy is wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, this is what you don't know about why you chose monogamy. And now that you know, choose it with awareness or choose something different.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it's just the same with the Freedom from Sugar Addiction program. There's no forbidden foods.
I know.
And when that's really strange concept to people, because they're like, surely you're going to be like a nutritionist and prescribe me a new way of doing it. But that's just dieting. And like you said, that's just that one mind, like that agendered thinking behavior pattern of, this is the right way to do it. This is the only way to do it. And if you're anything different, if you do anything differently, think anything or behave differently, you are wrong. Like with dieting, we know in reality it never works. That's why you keep going back to it. It clearly never works. Same as what you said with some marriages, is that you are fed that fairy tale, and sometimes it's not happily ever after. Sometimes it's not, but people keep going round in that cycle, that relationship cycle, that dieting cycle, believing this is the way, this is what all the authorities tell us.
Then they think something's wrong with them when it's not happily ever after. You know, and I find like a lot of people take my course and they're like, okay, so tell me how to communicate. I'm like, I'm not telling you how to communicate, because I don't believe that relationship success is about communication. And they're like, what? everybody's like, communicate, communicate, communicate. And I'm like, I don't think it's about communication. I think it's about safety and connection and novelty. And when you discover what makes you safe and how to connect with yourself and others, then you can make conscious decisions. And then you can communicate even if you say all the wrong words.
I think that's really something to take away as well, isn't it, from this podcast, is actually it's coming back to you. Mm-hmm. What feels right for you, what feels good in the body, what sits well in your mind, what's right for you, not everyone else, not the masses, not what they tell you to do, what they tell you to think or anything else. It's understanding yourself, becoming aware that what you've been doing may not have been giving you the outcomes that you want. And like we said, with that neuroscience, that neuroplasticity, the mind can be reprogrammed. You can change. And that's what we offer, don't we? Mm-hmm. And those key takeaways are, what are you conforming to? Like, just think about that. And why are you conforming? That's what we teach, don't we, in the Freedom from Sugar Addiction program, in the Breaking Free from Conformity. That's part of that learning to unlearn those unhelpful habits, behaviors, thoughts, paradigms, and then relearning how to listen to you, how to really be authentic. And that's the word that you use a lot, isn't it? Is become authentic, be you. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. No. Like, it doesn't matter. They're not living your life, are they? And just knowing that, I hope that people get from this podcast is that everyone has the ability to question what they're conforming to. Everyone has the ability to make a choice. And if they need support, we're here. We're here to help.
Yeah. I think that's probably the biggest takeaway, would you say, from your clients when they, quote unquote, graduate from your program? I'm going to say the result from my clients is definitely like this amazing empowerment and this awareness. Like, they leave. And that's why I say this is the beginning, you guys. Like, you don't even understand. You don't even know what you don't know. And that's why, like, everyone needs to start here. It is life changing in every area of your life. I can't even explain it. And it happens so effortlessly that by the end of the 8 weeks, you're like a totally different person and you didn't even see it coming. Like, you didn't see it coming. And at the end of the 8 weeks, you're like, what the fuck is happening? What happened? And their ability to communicate what they want is totally different because there's no shame behind it anymore.
And they're actually like, know what they want now.
They know what they want. They've actually thought about it for the first time in their lives, some of them.
Yeah.
And the couples, they had no idea that that's what was holding them back from being able to communicate. They didn't understand that their inability to want what they wanted, they're holding themselves back to do it right, was making them resentful and keeping them small and help making them interpret their partner incorrectly and actually creating non-safety, like an unsafe environment for themselves, and then projecting that non-safety on their partner, thinking that if they said this thing, their partner is going to be upset with them. When it's themselves that's upset with themselves, if that even makes sense. But it's so crazy. So what's the hugest thing that your clients take away?
So I think that's a great result. And that's something we've seen, like you said, with the Breaking Free from Conformity, is that complete mindset change, you're a completely different person. And because we do it through NLP, through coaching, through hypnosis, it's not difficult. It's actually really simple, and it's accessible to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so the biggest result that I see is obviously the physical weight. People experience that physical weight loss because they are no longer attracted to those forbidden foods. They recognize they have the choice to decide what to eat, when to eat, how to eat. And they recognize that empowerment of, I can do what I like. I don't have to follow any rules. I don't have to count calories. I don't have to weigh myself. Who taught us that? Like, why? Who does it benefit? It's just nonsense. And so the biggest result is that weight that's been lifted, and not pun intended, so physical weight, that mental weight of having to think about food all the time, worrying about what you look like, worrying about what other people think, feeling that shame, it's just completely gone. And that's that transformation. And I think it comes back to what you mentioned earlier. Clients think it's magic. Clients think it's magic, but it's actually neuroscience. It's evidence, research, neuroscience. And the reason why it works is because we work with the subconscious mind. We don't just focus on that conscious mind, that dieting, that telling, like you said, with the marriage. We tell people what to do with dieting. We tell people to their conscious mind, which is just 5% of your brain power. The other 95% of it is subconscious behavioral patterns. And by accessing those the subconscious through our framework, through the techniques that we use, through the tools that we give people, they're actually able to make a physical brain change. So in their brain, their neuropathways will actually look different after the program. And that's why it's easy, it's accessible, and it's really enjoyable, because they're not having to work hard at it. They're just almost excited. And like you said, when they finished our programs, it's not just, oh, the end, that's it. It's actually the beginning, where they're then able to live that life of freedom and take those takeaways of being able to reflect on what are you doing, why are you doing it, and who does it benefit. And I think that's incredible, something incredible that everyone should take away.
It is. And like, I honestly don't think that we can ever explain to someone what these programs do. Like, it's indescribable, really. And like, I have three men and one woman in this program that I'm running right now. And they are all kind of in the same place in life, but they were all like hesitant. Like, I've been talking with them for quite a while to take this. And they finally were like, okay, fine, we'll do the course or whatever. And like, it's always like week 4 and 5 are like the magic weeks, right? Like 4 and 5, it's like boom, boom, boom. All these like awarenesses just pop off. It's like light bulbs are coming on everywhere. And the conversations in the group, because we do a very small groups, right? Very intimate cohorts. It's not like a big group program. And I think that's important to mention. It's very private. And like, things that we talk about are pretty private, but it's a very comfortable private environment. And your privacy is also very protected. But like, the things that they're recognizing about themselves, I'm not even telling them. They're just like, oh, so I'm doing this. So I've been thinking this, and that's been affecting this. And they figure it all out for themselves. And like, that's beautiful to watch that happen time and time again with your clients, because you're like, you're just guiding. I know we have to like wrap this up, but I do want to ask you, because hypnotherapy is part of this program, and I think a lot of people have never encountered hypnotherapy. I'm not the hypnotherapist. I use your beautiful hypnotherapy sessions in the program that you have pre-recorded for me to use. And they're so effective. But can you tell us a little bit about why that piece is important to the program?
Yeah, so hypnotherapy, a lot of people think of hypnosis as stage hypnosis, where you have a watch and you allow it to swing from one side to the other, and you're going to be put into a trance, which is all focused on mind control, and I'm going to do something to their mind. That's not the case. As I said earlier, is that our conscious mind is about 5%, and 95% of the time we are in a form of hypnosis. So we are, you think about when you wake up in the morning, you have a certain routine, you get out of bed, you brush your teeth, you get a cup of coffee, you go for a short walk, whatever it might be, you look at the newspaper, social media, something like that, and you drive to work a certain way. majority of the time you are running those subconscious behavioral patterns. They are repetitive, they are familiar, and you do them without even thinking. That is your subconscious mind, and that is hypnosis. So what we do with hypnotherapy is where we induce that kind of trance, that state where you're relaxed, your physical body is relaxed, and we're allowing your mind to be completely focused and opening up that subconscious mind, accessing it in a way that you cannot access unless you have that repetition over you so many times. That's why we find that other forms of therapies take a lot longer, and hypnotherapy is very quick. That's why we put it as part of our program, because you're able to access the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is basically, if you think about it, is the second part, the bottom half of your brain, which is where all of your long-standing beliefs and things that you don't even know that you believe all sit, and those constant behavior patterns that you have. And it's like autopilot almost. And what we do in the hypnosis, because we are communicating directly with the subconscious mind, we're able to reprogram it and to actually then be able to make changes in the conscious world, so in reality. And a lot of people like get uncomfortable about hypnosis, but actually it's a natural state of being. They're all the time that person is in control. If they don't believe or want to accept what's being said, they will not accept that suggestion. And a good therapist will always make sure that the person is comfortable, check that they've got any phobias, and they will always ensure that that person is safe. That is the point. There's no direct really negative impact or damage that you can do, because your brain is still alert. You're not suddenly going to be possessed and go and do something. No one can make you do that. And so it's something that's really open, it's gentle, and some people remember the hypnosis, some people remember absolutely nothing and feel like they've been asleep for a week. But what it does is, like I said, is we're actually able to access the subconscious mind to reprogram it so that we can unlearn those unhelpful behaviors, and then almost be able to allow that person to open their mind to new ways of thinking. And that's part of that learn, unlearn, and relearn theory and model that we use in the program. So it's fundamental almost to ensure that that's included.
Thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of people do wonder about that. And I think that that's why in 8 weeks you can have such a transformation, and
Absolutely. And
you're kind of not even aware that that transformation yeah. is happening. And we say all the time, like, beware, once you learn or once you unlearn these things or once you see these things, you can't ever go back. And yeah. I liken it to like when you find out the truth about Santa Claus as a kid, like you can't go back to believing yeah. it. Like it's just, you've been made aware of the things, and you've put all the things together. You're like, oh, it all makes sense. You can't go back and recreate that.
No, so, you can't. It's a mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimension. So it's Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. that said that. And it's something to really take away, is once you see it, you can't unsee it, can you?
No. And I think that's kind of amazing too, because you might forget some of the things we talked about in the program, but your subconscious is fundamentally different mm-hmm. and you won't go back. And I think that you can apply this to all different areas of your life mm-hmm. In different ways, but like once we break down myths about non-monogamy and slut shaming and all that kind of stuff and sexuality, like we talk mm-hmm. about that in the program, we talk about where it came from and how that has affected us where we didn't mm-hmm. even realize it. And once you learn that, you're like, oh, I had no idea I even believed that. I had no idea I had been taught that. Right? Like I'm not religious. That doesn't affect me. you have no idea how much of your life has been affected by the religious programming that informs our cultural programming, right? So just little things, but it's so powerful. And I'm so glad that you came and talked about it with me in more depth, because I think that it's going to help people understand a little bit more. So thank you, Charlotte, for seeing in me what I was trying to do, and then giving me the tools to really make such a huge transformation impact in people's lives. And so I appreciate you, and I thank you for coming on the podcast today. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with before you go?
I was just going to say thank you. It's been a wonderful journey together, to be able to help people break free, whether that's from sugar, from relationships, from that monogamy mindset, so on. And we just want people to take away that idea that you can change your behavior patterns. There is hope for you. And if you need support, we're here.
We're here. We're definitely here. If you would like to share the Freedom from Sugar Addiction link or any other links, I'll put them in the show notes so that they can find you if they would like to. All right. Well, as I always say, when it comes to sex positivity, authenticity is the key. And there really is no other way, because if you cannot be authentic, you will live a life of resentment and frustration, and you just won't be living. So might as well find out who you are and then start living that authentic life. Have a great week, everyone. Love you all. I'll see you soon. Thank you, Charlotte. Love you.
Bye.
I'm telling you, this is an incredible woman, and I'm so glad to be partnered with her. Charlotte Harris, thanks again for being here. You guys, I want you to realize that empowerment is healthy and it's oh so sexy. Here's to deeper intimacy and sexual well-being, you guys. If you want to live life on your terms while still being the most loving, compassionate, empathetic person you love to be, then this program is for you. Like, literally, we want to help you design the relationships and the life that you desire with no shame or guilt. And it's totally possible. My past clients that have taken this program have said things like, you know, this is voodoo magic or life-saving antibiotics. And I don't think we realize how much conforming to societal standards affects us. It robs us of our ability to think for ourselves. We've been programmed to not think for ourselves. And when we start to think for ourselves, we feel shame and guilt about it. There's things that just bring us right back to not honoring ourselves. People pleasing is so prevalent. And I want better for you. And it's possible, and it doesn't have to be hard. So literally, reach out, because in just 8 weeks, you can be a completely new person. You can be confident and empowered and have the intimacy in your relationships that you desire. And best of all, you can have complete sexual well-being. You don't have to feel shame and guilt for your sexual desires anymore. There is nothing wrong with you. It's not your fault. You have desires, thoughts, needs, wants, emotions that are yours. And nobody gets to tell you what you're allowed to think and desire and fantasize about. So reach out. I want to help you. I want to help you design the life that you want. And I want you to be free in just 8 weeks. So reach out. If you are not sure if you're ready for an 8-week commitment, there is a brand new program I just released called Open Relationship Roadmap, The Secrets to Success. And that will help you determine what it is that might be holding you back in life, what you fear, what the secret ingredient is to having amazing relationships. Even if you're not sure if you want to open up your relationship, this course is definitely for you. So reach out. The link for that will also be in the show notes. Look forward to talking with you, working with you. I just love you all. Thank you so much for being here. And as I always say, when it comes to sex positivity, authenticity is the key. Mwah! See you later. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Corinne Bedard Coaching, and you can visit my website at corinnebedard.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give it a like and share it with your friends. I'd be so grateful if you could help by giving us a 5-star review on Podchaser or iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe to our mailing list to be kept up to date about upcoming episodes and exciting news. Just visit our website at breakingfreeauthentically.com and scroll down to subscribe. You can also email me anytime. I'd love to hear from you. Send your messages and questions to Corinne at corinnebedard.com. Are you a part of my Facebook community yet? Join us in Breaking Free Authentically. It's where you will find this sex-positive relationship community. I'd be thrilled to have you be a part of this community with me. All the links will be in the show notes, so don't forget to check it out. Remember, when it comes to sex positivity, authenticity is the key. Have a great week.